This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever heard voices when no one's around? Or seen things that weren't there? We're diving into the fascinating world of hallucinations today.
It's a wild ride, isn't it? We often think of hallucinations as purely pathological, but it's way more complex than that.
Exactly. This article flips the script on what we think we know.
It really does. It suggests hallucinations aren't just random glitches, but a result of how our brains work.
So our brains are creating these experiences, even without external input? Wow. So this whole top-down processing thing, but what's the deal?
It's about how our brains use expectations and past experiences to interpret sensory information. Think of it like filling in the blanks.
Like when you hear a familiar song, even if it's muffled,
yeah.
Your brain fills in the gaps, right?
Exactly. But sometimes those fill-ins become hallucinations. The brain's predictions override actual sensory input.
And what does neuroscience say about this?
Brain scans show increased activity in certain areas during hallucinations, especially the prefrontal cortex. It's like the brain's prediction machine is running wild.
So it's not just a sensory problem, but a problem with how the brain processes information.
Precisely. There's a breakdown in communication between different brain regions.
Yeah. This is where it gets really interesting. The article talks about normative hallucinations.
Yeah, these are common experiences that aren't necessarily signs of illness. Things like hypnagogic hallucinations before sleep, most people experience them.
So it's not always a mental health issue?
Not at all. Hmm. The key is whether the hallucinations cause distress or impair daily life. That's the difference between normative and pathological.
I see. But in conditions like schizophrenia, hallucinations are a major symptom.
Absolutely. In schizophrenia, the top-down processes are severely disrupted, leading to persistent, intrusive hallucinations.
And what about substance use?
Drugs can also mess with this balance, amplifying or distorting top-down effects, leading to vivid, sometimes surreal experiences.
So how do we treat these things? If it's a top-down problem, do we just need to retrain the brain?
Exactly. Traditional treatments focus on dampening sensory input, but now we're looking at cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and mindfulness to help people manage their expectations and interpretations.
Like teaching the brain to better filter its predictions?
Precisely. And neuromodulation techniques like TMS can directly target overactive brain regions. Makes sense.
So hallucinations aren't just a symptom of illness, but a window into how our brains work.
Exactly. It's a spectrum, from benign experiences to debilitating symptoms. Understanding the underlying mechanisms is key to better treatment and reducing stigma.
A whole new way of looking at something we often fear or misunderstand. Yeah. That was a fascinating discussion. Thanks for shedding light on this complex topic. It was great having you.